All right.
Hello.
Okay. All right. So my first question is, how was it growing up as an African American child?
Rough.
Rough.
It was hard. It was hard. But we survived, but it was hard.
All right. How often did you learn about black historians back in the day?
Only by watching television and seeing the live interactions of black Americans.
What are some things you remember from Martin Luther King's speech?
I remember that they were talking about freedom and expression of... I remember them, what was they doing? They was hanging black men. Quite often.
Did his words inspire you to do anything different in life?
Yes, inspired me to get a better education.
Have you ever been to one of his speeches?
No, I listened to a lot of his records, though.
How was school like for you around the time of segregation?
I don't know. I didn't go to a segregated school. I went to all black school. I don't know if it's segregated or not. I know it wasn't no white folks in my school. Only white people was the teachers.
Were you able to protest when you were younger?
Yes.
You did?
Yes, but I didn't protest. My mother wouldn't allow it. My mother did not allow us to go to none of them rallies.
Oh, wow.
She was scared her girls might get hurt.
Right.
How did you feel when you heard about Rosa Parks?
I don't understand why she wanted to be on the bus with white folks. I didn't understand why they wanted to segregate the bathrooms and stuff, because we was much cleaner than the white folks. You know, I didn't really understand that. And that's when our food got to be garbage.
Did you agree with her not getting up, or did you think she was overreacting?
I think she shouldn't have got up. Why should she? She worked all day. I think the girls were supposed to sit on her ass.
Right.
And let the white man stand up.
That's right.
What else?
If you could choose to be a part of any protest, which one would you choose to be in
today?
Today, I would have rather been in the Montgomery March. I would have marched.
Oh, for the bus boycott?
Why?
Because the bus boycott, we was paying money and we was treated like inferior. And that wasn't what's up. If I got to pay the same fare as the white man, I should be treated the same way.
Hit him in the wallet.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I don't know whether you should take all that to your teacher.
What would your stance be? Would it be nonviolent or any means necessary?
Any means necessary.
Why?
Because we were being brutalized as a race of people, and I think that we should have picked up arms and straightened all this out.
I heard that you were a Black Panther growing up. How was the experience of being one have been?
Being a Black Panther greatly benefited me because it made me realize that my people were suppressed and they needed a partner to come up and stand up for our rights. Huey P. Newton stood up for our rights. You know, and he fought for our rights. He fought for the breakfast programs that we have today and the child care situation that we had today, which we have really forgotten about.
Which protest do you think was more beneficial, Martin Luther King or Malcolm X?
Since I was a Nation of Islam participant, I believe that Malcolm did more for the black people than Martin, because Martin said nonviolence and Malcolm said by any means necessary. like Huey P. Newton said, any means necessary. We should not bow down and submit to violence and non-segregational order. Why should we do that when we built this country as well as the white man? Yeah.
Thank you.
I shouldn't say white man.